What's going on, y'all? Thanks for coming through and chilling. This is the Comic Gods Chilling with Villains podcast. I'm Ozymandias here with Zoom finally joining us.
Hello.
With Magneto and with Clown Prince. And we gonna get into the shits because it's been a minute. We haven't really hung out. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, man. How are you? How's your day today?
It was all right. I woke up later in the day.
Stop freestyling.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. How's everybody's health? Y'all good? Y'all good?
I'm good, brother.
Y'all good?
You know, caught a sore throat the other day, but...
I was sick last week, too. And that shit is trash, being sick, like, when the weather's nice out.
I know.
Because, like, you feel like every time you go out, you're like... But...
Yeah, you want to be outside.
I know, yeah. I hate going outside.
Why?
Wow, that just got mad dark.
All
right, so
anyway,
so we've had a pretty busy news week. Lots of stuff going on. First of all, let me just point out that clearly we have a centerpiece here at the table, and it's because Spider-Man for the PS4 came out, and I just got to play it yesterday. I know it's been out for over a week.
I'm a bum for that happening.
I am a bum.
Yeah, I'm a bum straight up. But
if you're a bum, what am I?
Yo.
I don't even have the PS4.
Yeah, but you still played it before he did.
Yeah, exactly. So that makes me even more trash.
I found a way to play it. I went to Jersey.
To play it.
That's so,
saying something.
This is a very good game. Like, the first 2 minutes of it is just, like, exhilarating. like I sound wild for saying that.
The title screen?
No, it
Yo, when it says press start.
Right. Yeah. What revolutionary.
The like, way it just
This is amazing. No, but when you click on something, no, it's like the web.
No, like, so it feels like you feel it. Like, every time he shoots the web out, it's like, yo, this is
so
like...
So every time he shoots a web out, you shooting a web out, right?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yo! Metaphors!
Nah, but it's a great game so far. I haven't gotten to beating it yet. My guy Zoom right here beat it. How'd you like it, though, like, overall?
It was awesome, and it laid the groundwork for, like...
Future games?
Yeah. I was actually... reading an article that said it was like the first of like a whole
universe of games.
Yeah. Ooh.
So we talking about maybe like an Iron Man or Captain America.
They teased an Avengers
MCU
game.
MCU of games. Bro.
They teased an Avengers game a while ago. I think Square Enix was developing.
You know what that means?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But Insomniac is developing this, so I don't know if that might
you
be
know
tied
what that
in.
Means,
yeah,
right?
I don't know.
What?
That means there's gonna be more Arkham games now too to compete. Enough.
Well,
nah.
I don't know.
What do you mean, y'all don't know?
You give me 10 already.
You all right?
Anyway.
You give me 10 already.
Hey, you a Batman fan?
Yeah.
I thought you.
You a DC fan?
I thought you hated DC, bro.
Yo, I despise DC.
Yo, this is one of the biggest supporters of Ben Affleck getting recast. He hates.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm kidding.
He's
a
biggest
joke.
Supporter?
Oh, who is?
We both are.
Oh, you both are? Okay.
Oh, you forgot to mention him.
Damn.
So he felt offended.
Sorry.
How feelings.
Sorry, man.
Nah, but it's been, whoa.
Oh.
This is falling apart.
This table's as stable as the DCEU.
Wow. We're putting that in there.
Cut that shit out.
It's interesting to see how, like, shit has been unfolding this whole week. Like, this whole past week. Like, Marvel has put stuff out. DC has put stuff out. They put out the first look at the Joker film that's coming out. Let's talk about it.
Yo. You already know he's going to kill it. Just by the way, he laughed and then stopped laughing.
I didn't even
he
hear the
smiled.
Laugh.
Oh,
he's
not
just
laugh,
like...
My bad. Like, he smiled.
He's like...
And then he just... Serious. Like...
No, it was... He's,
that was good.
He should kill it.
You know what I think he...
Wait, did he have the paint like?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
Joker?
He had.
Like the Joker from the Dark Knight, like the.
It was similar.
That,
it was similar.
No,
like the mask. Like
yeah, yeah. He's talking about the mask, like the actual.
Yeah.
The jester face, yeah, like the real clown face, like the 1950s clown look.
They confirmed that's not gonna be his final look.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it to be.
It's like it would look like the mask he was wearing in. In the first season,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Yeah.
That was
dude.
Cool. That was dope.
But speak on it. Like, what are you looking forward to on it and stuff?
I don't know. I don't even know where they're, like, it's just, like, just
you don't know what the angle origin. Is. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's I'm just, excited. That's all I gotta say, and that says a lot.
For some perspective on it, for anybody who's just like finding out about it, like if you're out the loop, it's basically Martin Scorsese producing. Martin Scorsese, who's known for Goodfellas, The Departed, Shutter Island, The Aviator, like all this stuff going on and all that. Taxi Driver as well. So okay. Legendary filmmaker producing it. And then you have the guy who directed all three Hangover films.
You saw who else is producing it?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Don't quote me on that. What's his name?
I'm going to have to fact check that.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. And Bradley Cooper is also producing it as well.
And we got my son,
De Niro.
De Niro has also been casted, which is awesome because...
The whole cast, actually.
It looks pretty decent.
What role is he playing? Do you know it?
De Niro, it doesn't... On the IMDb page... Thomas Wayne is casted, but on the IMDb page for certain characters, like certain actors, it says nothing under their name. Like, they don't even have
IMDb role. IMDb is not always reliable.
Yeah, it's not always reliable. Like, they actually... I remember IMDb, to sidetrack, they put Jared Leto in the bill for Justice League before it even came out, and I was just like,
no, but what? He was already supposed to be in it.
Yeah. Quote unquote, because you know how they work.
That's a topic for another day.
But yeah, like this Joker film is gonna be interesting. Yeah. October 12th.
You know what I think it is too. Not this October 12th.
2019. Yeah. October 12th,
2019. I looked up.
Everybody's on their phone like,
what?
Yo,
this guy's lying. But no, I think a good thing that Mr. Phoenix is doing is, he's not as, he's obviously into the role, but he's not taking it, I don't want to say not taking it as serious as, Ledger did or Leto did, because when they asked him, they're like, oh, how do you feel about it? Like, are you nervous?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna do it. Yeah. I don't care about that.
He has that look, and as Joaquin Phoenix, he has that look, y'all gonna like it or you're not.
Yeah, exactly. That's so it.
That attitude.
So far, exactly. That attitude is bringing him to be he's looking official.
He's about it.
The videos that we've seen and the photos, he acts like a clown, but then he gets serious and sometimes the joke.
Bro,
do
you think
that.
That's one of the reasons why Jared Leto was not as good? Well, it's because he tried too hard to do everything, and he was
and try to match
not trying to match, but he was just very peer pressured into doing really good because of
Ledger's performance. Yeah, I mean that, and also the lack of screen time.
Hurt him a lot in
a
the
lot
long.
A lot of people say the lack of screen time, but
yeah, I think
I
so,
used
bro,
to say that too, bro.
Because there is one scene where his laugh was amazing, where he was shooting.
He's
out
like,
at them.
Ah,
yeah,
ah.
No, not that one.
We're shooting out of the helicopter. We're shooting from the helicopter.
Yeah, we're shooting out the helicopter. And he was like, he started laughing. I'm not even gonna do it. Attempt it. But yeah, that scene, I was like, thank you. There you go.
Well,
perfect.
All right, to Jared Leto's defense,
he purred.
Yeah, he did.
He purred.
You know what? All right.
Yeah, that shit.
We're talking about it. We're talking about it because we already brought up the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. So now we gotta mention Heath and Jared along with it. And Jack Nicholson.
Cameron Mulligan,
yeah,
from Gotham.
Oh yeah. Let's just go straight off of film. So for Heath Ledger's Joker, he was just a psychopath. He was unpredictable.
Right.
Jack Nicholson's Joker was the first gangster kind of Joker that was actually he was a G. And then now you have Jared Leto, who is a mix of Jack Nicholson's and Heath Ledger to an extent.
Yeah.
Because he was just straight up violent and weird. He was when he sat on the guy's lap and he touched his cheek, he was like, yo.
Looked like he was about to suck his face.
Yeah, he was weird.
They never gave him throughout the 2.5 seconds he was in the movie, they never gave him time to develop it. like you said, like, he was a gangster, but then he would, like, do weird shit. It's like...
Yeah,
you
know, it, like, was, it was kind of like, it was tough for the audience as well, like, to kind of piece it together. Like, right. But the only thing that was very understandable and very, like, easy to digest was, like, his relationship with Harley.
Right.
Like, all their scenes together with Harley was, like...
Yeah. Like, wasn't the, bad. The scene where Batman was chasing him.
That was fire. Yeah, that was fire.
G, you're looking like a G. Where he was in the club.
That was like, fire. Just G, chilling. Yeah, yeah.
Fly.
Yeah.
You know, but then I was with that. On a guy's lap. He's like, well, okay.
No, because that was the unpredictable part. Like, that's the part where he purred and stuff, right? Like, he's just like, yeah, that shit was weird. That was weird. But in terms of now, Joaquin, like, this new Joker is, like, I don't even know what to expect. Like, he has that, like, he looks more like a psycho, like, now. Like, it's more like a, yo, that smile, and then he went serious.
Yeah.
All right, he looks like he's a buddy.
Like, it's just like a 2 second.
I know.
Yeah, and we're, like, speculating so much on it. I mean, that's good. If you, like, the little that's put out there and you can speculate.
What was the first thing we got from Jared Leto? It was that picture, right?
It was that picture on Entertainment Weekly. Like, yeah, because he had tattoos and stuff. Meanwhile, there was a Joker in the comics who had, like, Yakuza tattoos or some shit like that.
Well, yeah. Besides that, like, comparing, like, the first, like, looks that we got between the two, obviously...
This one's a lot more...
Right, I remember when I first saw a picture of Jared Leto. I mean, of Heath Ledger. When that first picture of him, like, his face just a close-up, I was like, whoa. Yeah. This is different.
It was like...
And I was in high school at the time.
He got criticized a lot.
Oh, do you think he's gonna be just straight up makeup like Heath Ledger, or do you think he's eventually gonna?
I feel like it's gonna be like a slow burn. Like, we're gonna get like crazy. Like, we're gonna get basically, this might be a film about what makes the Joker Joker.
Yeah.
But a different iteration. All right, so moving on. So, Marvel has been in the news. Captain Marvel trailer drop.
Oh man.
What y'all feel about it? I haven't seen it. I'm avoiding that.
You want me to show you right now?
Nah.
You
sure? Nah, I'm good.
You sure?
What'd you think about it?
What'd you think about it, though?
I thought it was good. I wasn't, like, it didn't, like, show, like...
That was
Yeah, it looked like he was about to talk shit. He was like... No, it was okay, yeah. I enjoyed it.
I was gathering my thoughts. It didn't reveal too much, which is good.
Yeah, that was the thing. I feel like a lot of people, yeah, like, we posted about it on our Instagram, and people were like, meh, or like, eh.
Really?
Fuck that. I'm not watching this bullshit.
A lot of people were saying
you're gonna spend your hard-earned money. You're going to the theater because it's a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah,
like, so
are gonna be
shut the fuck up.
Like, yeah, the strongest going. Avengers gonna have a solo movie. Now I'm not watching that.
Yeah. Like, oh wait, there's gonna be an Avengers 4 like post-credit, like,
the,
you know,
the strongest thing. Avenger.
Bro,
she's gonna be the strongest.
She's the strongest out here, my guy. All
right, debate time. Thor would violate her ish.
Shit.
I put money on it.
Nah, but I think that's a good matchup.
Thor, Captain Marvel.
No, I mean, my guy threw an axe at an Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity.
That's just my Portuguese.
An Il Gostoso Gauntlet. like, if you could survive that, like, he...
Yeah, he had all... Six probably,
shot at him.
Bro, the Hulk might not even be top 100. Strongest Avengers right now. There's not even 100.
Nah, he's definitely a top.
I'm joking.
Wait till the next one.
It's a joke.
So, yeah, Captain Marvel looks all right. I'm looking forward to it.
Looks high. You didn't see the trailer. How do you know it looks high?
I seen pictures.
I
saw pictures, my guy.
A lot of people were like, upset with, well, not upset. But I don't guess they were just pointing out like how her acting was like. It was like,
bro, really?
Fucking trailer.
No, it was like stone faced. Like, she didn't show any emotion in the trailer. It was like, it's a trailer. They're not gonna show the most emotional scenes in the
trailer. Like, I'm logging off if people are like talking like that.
Bro, people complain about everything.
Yo, for real.
Like, just anything.
She was
cool. Bro, there was one scene in the trailer. It's not gonna give anything away. Yo, but she decked the grandma.
Oh, I seen the gif of that. I was just like,
oh yeah, what the fuck was that about?
Yo, nah, she's probably like a scroll or something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't know. It could legit just be a grandma, like, hey.
And she just decked us. She's like,
yo, what? Shut the fuck. Don't talk to me, grandma. What's wrong with you? Like, a man, yo, just shows up on the bus. Grandma's like, oh, hello, Boom! Shut up! Don't talk to me. You don't know me.
She makes you give up your
I think that's what probably.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's probably what's gonna put her on the ranks, though. Like,
what,
none of the Avengers will rock a grandma like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's gonna put her.
You know, they're gonna be in a conference. Thor's gonna be like, yeah, you know, I almost killed Thanos, and she's gonna be like,
I fucking punched an old lady.
I
have no.
And all them like. Damn, like, for real.
But,
you know how they're like, oh, but it's Batman? Like, you always win. He's like, but it's Batman. And he's gonna be like, she punched grandma.
She's strong as fuck.
She's heartless.
You never you never hit a grandma.
Yeah, that's wild.
You hit a grandma? Nah.
Looks like from... Again, from pictures.
From the gifs that
you've seen. GIFs that I've seen.
I feel like he watches the whole trailer through gifs.
Nah.
He's like,
no,
hey, I didn't watch the trailer.
I haven't watched the trailer since 2008. Losers.
Haven't watched the trailer since 2008?
2009.
Nine. That's legit.
That's wild.
What pictures have you seen, though?
Pictures? Pictures of her suit. Uh-huh.
Which one?
The current one. Like,
no, without, I don't know what that means. What color?
The red, gold, and blue.
Oh, yeah, because they show that at the end of the trailer. She has, like, the green one.
Does she have the sash? Like, does she have that scarf hanging off?
I don't think it shows.
So is it safe to say that this might be, like...
What?
Like, I guess the precursor to the next, like, phase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because...
Okay. Of course, yeah.
Because, like, look who they introduced already so far. We got Doctor Strange, we got Black Panther, we got Spider-Man, and now we're getting Captain Marvel. Yeah. So, like,
what's the next movie after Captain Marvel?
Avengers 4.
And then Spider-Man.
She's going to start this next...
Yeah, the next wave. Spider-Man takes place, like,
four minutes right after. Like, and for Kevin Feige to be like, yo, it takes place actually 4 minutes after Avengers 4, and it's like, all right, my guy, we got to wait 2 months to
find out. Just releases the week later. Like.
Releases 4 minutes after.
So how do y'all feel though about the news about Henry? With Henry Cavill, yo.
News.
What the fuck was all that about?
Yo,
that shit was
so
corny.
We talked about it. Because Brie Larson, before the Shazam, like, photos came out.
Yeah.
Right? She was like, oh, hey, EW, do you want to, like, break the internet tomorrow? And Henry Cavill's just like, hold my beer.
Because her, it was just photos.
Yeah, it was just photos. And we're like, it wasn't anything, like, serious.
No, but the thing is what gets me tight about, like, the social media and the internet shit is that, like, you put a headline out there and everybody just rolls with that shit. Exactly. They're just like, oh, retweet. Like,
Henry,
this shit is out.
Like, yo, what?
Henry's just like, yo, my guy, I never said this.
Yeah, and then he made a post on Instagram, which clearly showed he's staying on. My guy was wearing a Krypton, like, shirt.
Yeah.
Had his action figure with him.
And he's just like.
Yeah. And he was like, today was an eventful day. And people were in the comment section, what does this mean? Are you leaving?
Oh, like, this is cryptic. I was like, bro,
is it cryptic?
Like, is it really?
Yeah, it's never that.
Even after that, like,
when
they concluded, he's staying, I still see on my Instagram.
What, people are still, like, questioning it?
No, not questioning it. They're saying, they're still taking the previous story as fact. Like, they're saying, he's leaving. Now that Henry's out, who's going to take his place? It's like, what are you talking about?
Like, off camera, we had a really good topic that came up, and it's, previously we were talking about, like, Birds of Prey and all this DC stuff going on, and Magneto pointed out, like, do we even really care like that anymore? And I thought that was a great point to make because clearly DC has been pitching, swinging and missing.
Yeah, like, I don't even care anymore. They kept talking about it and I was, like, dozing off. You could probably tell. I was just like, damn, like, I don't care anymore. He's pissed off because we were huge, like, DCU fans after.
Still, man. Always. Justice League was better than Infinity War. Debate with me right now. Give me one good reason why Infinity War was the Justice League. Tell me one good reason. Explain.
Gostoso.
All right, so what else?
We don't really care like that.
I don't care anymore. I personally don't give a fuck. I never thought I'd be at this point in my life about DC, EU, but it's crazy.
DC.
And I hate Marvel fans because I like DC. I hate Marvel fans.
No, you hate the fanboys. You hate the guys that trash anything and
anything that comes out of DC.
Yeah. And that's
direction. Exactly,
yeah, because
like Ben Affleck leaving as Batman. Ha, yeah, what a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Like,
shut the fuck up.
Sucked anyway.
Yeah, that was
He's fat.
But the thing is that you get people like that in any kind of fan base. You get any kind of fan base, you get people like that. The same thing. In music, in movies, in TV, and all that. I personally
never witnessed a DCEU fan talk shit about Marvel.
Nah, I've seen a few guys on YouTube that like have like all the posters behind them, got the DC hat on and stuff, and they're like, Batman v Superman is the single most, like, all this stuff.
I used to say that.
Bruh. No, but...
I still kind of... It's number two now. Because Infinity War is number one. But, you know... I probably just lost all my fans right there. My one fan.
My one
fan. Shout out to you, Mom.
Don't pleasure to watch it.
Yo, thanks, Mom.
Mom, you heard us on the last podcast? The fuck's a podcast?
I found out today she watched it. She said I looked mad cute. I was like, damn.
Shout out to Mom.
Shout out to Ryan's mom.
Right, so look, he made a really good point. Like, yo, like, we shouldn't even really give that much attention to it like that. Like, when any bit of headline or news comes out, it's just like,
I can understand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So
I'm not excited about
now,
anything. What are you excited about except for the Joker movie?
No. I'm not saying that
I'm not even excited about
Aquaman. Real talk. Like,
not excited.
Keeping it 100, man. That I'm not even really that. Like, I forgot that's even coming out in December.
Yo, fuck you guys.
I'm still gonna be there with y'all when we go see it. Yeah, but yeah.
And I'm sure it's gonna be good, and I'm gonna be like, and it's probably gonna give me some hope. But like, I actually forgot about it.
But it's because that tends to happen as a consumer. Like, that's how it works. If a product keeps letting you down over and over, like, for example, if you have a really shitty phone, and you get the new phone that comes out, I'm not even choosing sides on here, whether it's Android or whatever.
I'm not even gonna bash Sprint right now. But I'm about to.
if you continuously keep getting sold, like, presented something, like, oh, like, this is gonna be good. You go to either buy it or use it.
And it's trash?
And it's trash. It's like, you eventually get that sentiment.
Yeah, but that's not, like, my case for DCU. It's actually, I guess, because it was Suicide Squad... trash.
It looked amazing then, in the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. And Justice League looked amazing until my boy came in and Zack Snyder left. And then that trailer, I was like,
Didn't even name drop him. Oh my God, you just said, yeah, my boy
came in. Yo, is your at button working, my guy?
At Josh Whedon. Josh is watching this. Josh is one of the 50 subscribers. Like, oh, these fucking punks.
I was going to shout you out, but now fuck you. And then Justice League, trash. And then on top of the movies being trash, their boomers are fucking annoying.
Anything that comes out, it's just an eye roll.
You never see
they just
any,
shoot
you
shit
never,
out of their
You don't
ass.
See any Marvel rumors that are just like, whoa. Like, if a Marvel rumor comes out,
it's either speculation that's kind of sort of backed up.
Right.
Like exactly. Or a fan theory. Exactly. You get more of that stuff.
Is fucking Ben Affleck back in rehab?
Yeah.
But that was news from like over a year ago.
What the fuck? Get better actors, man. Get actors who are fucking... Yo, you got my man, Robert Downey Jr., who's been through mad shit, and he's fine. Yeah. Why can't Ben Affleck get his shit together?
That's not a bad point.
It's fucking annoying. I love Ben Affleck too though. But like that really
greatest live action Batman to date.
Yeah.
You can't no comp. All right.
That's not even the conversation, my guy.
So like back to this whole bullshit, right? I was saying who the fuck can take over DC? Like, we have Warner Brothers, but what studio?
Oh, all right, that was also a conversation we started. Like, Marvel, the reason they became successful is because they broke away and started their own shit. Their own studios. With characters that they had left in their, you know what I'm saying?
That was all funded, though.
Exactly.
Actually, it's Disney.
The point is that maybe if DC becomes like breaks off from Warner Brothers and becomes their own studios,
look how dope that DC studios
that would be fire. But the problem is that they're in too deep. They're in too deep in Warner Brothers.
No,
they're like
wait, 2 years.
You were explaining. Six. So what? Right?
This is just from the knowledge I know from what I can speculate and
what.
But like basically, for example, in order for a studio to keep
the rights to characters. Mm. For example, Sony.
They need to...
If every time...
Use Spider-Man for an example.
Exactly. For example, anytime Sony comes out with a Spider-Man film, they keep the rights for an extended amount of time.
Right.
So DC keeps putting stuff out, whether it's video games, TV shows, films. That contract gets extended. It gets, it keeps getting put out, and because
you have to use the character.
Exactly. You use the character, you make a profit. Like, that's how it works, basically. That's why Fox kept forcing all these Fantastic Four films, is because
they want to keep the character.
We want to keep the characters. So that's why. So if Warner Brothers really wants to restart everything, they need to leave entertainment for a decade or something. Like,
they need to reboot.
Yeah, they need to reboot that. And get all that paperwork done and
just fucking set all that paperwork on fire.
Yeah.
And then just start over, please.
This never happened. They just start knocking out on every fan's door, just like the Men in Black. Just erase their mind.
I wish I had that after Justice League. Shit. If a studio were to pick Warner Brothers up, were to pick DC up, I would even choose a studio for that. I think they should just do their own thing, because you have a studio for example, Universal, who was responsible for...
Jurassic, right?
No. Yes. Jurassic Park for... what else? G.I. Joe and stuff, Fast and Furious,
Yeah, they can't do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't they own the Hulk?
Universal does own the Hulk.
They made the Hulk movie.
Yeah, but the reason they held back on making a Hulk film is because that one character they have, they just told Marvel, look, you got it, do whatever you want with it, but he's still under us. But that's also another tricky...
Isn't that why he doesn't have his own movies?
Yeah, that's pretty much why, because he's still under contract over there and they're trying to figure it out over there. But that's also why you're getting that's why the Hulk is also pretty prominent in all these films. Like, why he was part of Thor Ragnarok so much, because it's let's use him more.
Right.
So
it's the same thing that they're doing with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, we don't... Yeah, because he only has a few movies.
They're going to cash out on Venom. Sony is going to cash out on Venom.
Oh, that's Tom Hardy. Mess.
Oh,
that's
I cannot wait for that movie. Every time I see another little clip of it, I get more and more excited.
I hope that the movie is as good as you're hyped up to be, because that's another film
excited about it?
I'm not even that.
Dude, do you even like comics? Are you interested in this kind of thing? Or do you just want to walk up and leave right now?
Clearly he's not.
Yeah, look at that. Look at this.
Well, that's mine. And that shirt is mine as well. So
this shit don't fit you. All right. The reason I'm kind of meh about it all is because it's just not... I don't think it was necessary.
Right.
If you want to keep it real,
I wish they kept it rated R. It's rated
PG. They punked out because they're
they're
not Spider-Man. It's not even about that. They clearly aren't as confident in the film enough to make it rated R and make money.
Yeah.
It's probably because they want to keep it PG-13, because they want to eventually they think they're going to have the chance to have Spider-Man in it.
So they're legit cutting corners to try to... And also, Tom Hardy signed a 3-picture deal. Don't quote me on that, but supposedly that's what the case is. So we're going to get another Venom film and another one.
Right.
So it's kind of annoying how it all...
And Tom Hardy seems excited about it. So I'm guessing this first one, with filming and production, listen, marketing, I feel everything's going well.
Yeah.
It comes out what?
October 5th. It comes out October 5th. So 2 weeks.
Dude, 2 weeks. Yo, we need to buy tickets.
Holy crap.
We gotta buy tickets.
Yeah. So I don't see DC really getting out of that unless they legitimately make their own studios and they have full control over everything.
Honestly,
they need a Kevin Feige, basically.
If you think about it, though, didn't they say, what's their new bullshit? It's not DC.
It's the DC Extended Universe.
No, the Worlds of DC.
The Worlds of DC. Yeah, the Worlds of DC.
They're probably gonna stop connecting movies.
Yep.
They're probably gonna just keep doing solo movies.
Yeah, solo films or team up stuff.
Because if you think about it, Wonder Woman is its own solo movie.
It's very self-contained. Really
you don't have to connect that to any
other. The only way it's kind of contained.
Aquaman too, maybe.
Aquaman's
after Justice League, right?
I think so.
We don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know where it takes place. Right?
Yeah. So maybe that's the last one that's connected. If they address previous events.
He knew Mirror already in Justice League. He didn't know Mirror in How do you know that? I feel like
I think he's gonna go back.
I feel like
he goes back.
Speak
to
up, bye.
I feel like he was what do you call it? In the trailers, it sounded like it sounded like. which one do I speak to?
I don't know. This one.
Okay.
One.
Both.
That stays over there.
Okay. The trailers, it sounded like Nier was like meeting him, for the first time. It almost sounded like.
Oh, so it could be a prequel.
It's just trailers. Okay. So okay, you don't have to whisper, and you don't have to whisper. It's okay.
Nah, I'm pretty sure it takes place after Justice League.
Either way, my point is, then they have the Joker, and then they have Birds of Prey, which sounds like it's its own movie, right?
Bro, that's still happening?
What, Birds of Prey?
That's, like, gonna film and shit?
Yeah, they're about to... Yo, we're about to get casting news. Casting news is about to
drop. But
see, this is when I dozed off, and I was like, you know...
I don't care, because that's not even in real full.
So, basically, what you're
telling
me is you're not gonna care until after you see the movie.
Yes.
Like, you'll be like, all right, this was a good movie to watch.
I'm going to watch all of them, but I do not care before that. Leading up to it, I just wait until it comes out.
I go... Like, that's the reason why I go in cold to a lot of these films that we watch, because... If you set
you don't
it,
have high expectations.
Exactly, you set a high expectation.
You also don't want to have low expectations.
No, but I'd rather
if
go...
If I have low expectations, on it's still going to suck.
No, but actually, I can make a point on that, is that if you go in with low expectations and the movie actually ends up being good, you actually feel better about it than going in just blank and like, oh, if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. So, I mean, I don't know how you guys felt in like going in. Like, for example, the hype for Infinity War was real, correct?
I mean... It was gonna be real regardless.
Yeah, but like, let's say you went in there thinking this shit's gonna be trash. Like, how they gonna balance 64 characters in one film and stuff? And you go in and you're like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then it even ends with a villain winning, so it even surpasses your expectations on top of that. So,
well, and we knew he was gonna win though.
I didn't know he was gonna.
I didn't know that shit. What are you talking about?
You knew?
Oh, I know where he's coming from. Because there's gonna be an Avengers 4.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We all knew like.
I knew.
I don't think.
I thought it was just gonna
be a sequel.
Yeah. It was gonna be like a continuation.
Yeah, like kind of like Harry Potter Part 1, like definitely Harry Potter Part 2.
Yeah,
like that.
Because like he legit won.
Yeah, Kevin Feige said Avengers 4 is its own. No, I don't know if it was him or the Russo brothers said Avengers 4 is its own thing.
The
Russo brothers said it's gonna be its own. Like standalone, like we shouldn't take it as a continuation because it's its own story. Like obviously, it's following what happened, the events of.
But if you were to watch it on its own like that, it would be. Is it safe to say we might get a Captain Marvel trailer next month during Comic Con? Like a different one, like a full on trailer.
No, I think it's we'll probably get the other Captain Marvel, Shazam.
Oh, I think we're gonna get his trailer.
Wow, I'm really hyped to see that one.
He's really not at all.
So you're telling me you don't watch trailers, but you watch that one just to see how ass it is?
I chose the worst trailer to watch.
What?
All right. What was so bad about the Shazam trailer? What was wrong with it?
Well, look at my sentiment about it. I don't really care about it.
He doesn't all right, like
well, there's
the
a difference between not liking it and not caring about it. All
right.
He doesn't like the hero, right?
No, it's not even... all right. When I watched it... First, when it came out and everybody was just making fun of it and stuff, they were like, oh, is this a CW show and stuff and all that?
Bro, I don't know where you were seeing all that.
On YouTube. I was looking at the comments on YouTube.
All the comments I saw on YouTube were like, this looks dope. It looks funny.
I'm not taking that away from it. To some people, it might be that, but I just wasn't impressed.
You have your opinion and you're wrong, but...
You have your opinion and it's wrong.
So. Nah, but I like when I watched it, I was just like, wow, this looks really corny. Come on.
Yeah. But I was also like, oh, I could see how it would
be. No, I mean, you have every right to go ahead.
Bro, like, but that's who Shazam is. Like, I don't understand what people want from DC. Like, this is what I mean, like. It's like you guys are saying all this, like, yeah, I'm tired. I'm like, yeah, I'm just not interested in this. Well, they're doing the characters justice. Shazam is funny. Shazam is corny.
Well, clearly.
Shut the fuck up. All
right, okay.
You haven't watched the movie.
I watched the trailer. You guys are bashing the trailer, and I'm defending the trailer.
I'm not bashing the trailer. But
no, it's cool.
Literally just said it looked
cool. I'm just saying.
I said, but I could see how it'll be entertaining, and maybe it'll be good.
No, I hope. I'm still going to watch it. I hope. Like, again, that's my low expectation bar going in.
if the movie actually ends up being better than what I expected it to be, then that's dope. You'll hear me saying it. But if I'm going in and it's actually trash, like, I'm only proving, you know what I'm saying? But, for example, all right.
Yo, what are the odds?
What? Go ahead.
The movie starts, you'd be like, yo, this shit is trash. Be mad loud in the
movie. But yeah, all right, my issue with all of it is, you start Man of Steel.
Hold on. Oh, sorry.
Hear me out.
I forgot what we were talking about, but I didn't remember.
Okay.
You know where you're going already.
Yeah. You go Man of Steel, you go Batman v Superman, you go Wonder Woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Justice League comes out, and then the Shazam trailer comes out. And then you're like, okay.
Suicide
Squad. I know.
I don't even count that, my guy.
Damn.
That was a fan-made film. That got a worldwide release. Like,
also an Oscar.
Yeah!
It also got an Oscar. Infinity War.
No Oscar nominations. But for real, do you see where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, the tone has changed.
It's just the look of it, a look of it all. Again, Shazam is all this happy-go-lucky guy who goes to 7-Eleven and like drinks a 64-ounce soda. That's cool. I don't care.
What is this 7-Eleven is what killed it for you?
No, it's not even 7-Eleven. It's just the whole, like, it clearly looks like it looks like they're separating themselves from all that dark shit.
Let me ask you something. You care about Ant-Man?
Do I care about him?
When the first movie dropped, of Ant-Man, you cared about
him? I had no expectation for it. I was like,
Same way.
I'm fair on both sides.
Let me ask you. Do you think this movie's gonna be good?
What?
Shazam?
I don't think I'm gonna like it, but I hope it's. I have hope that it will be good.
I hope it's good too, but yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think it's gonna suck.
I don't know.
I just feel like you're a harsh critic when it comes to this.
Yeah, he's a Gio.
Gio gets it from him. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Gio gets it from you.
Yeah,
well, the thing is that...
Shout out to Gio.
I love film so much is that I dive deep, but also, as long as you tell a good story, that's all I care about at the end of the day. I don't care what your budget is.
Because my thing is this, like, people will be like, yeah, I don't care about Shazam, like, this doesn't look good. But it's the same people that, like... won't say that about like someone like Ant-Man. I don't give shits about an Ant-Man.
That is 100% fair to say.
Like, when that movie came out, I didn't go see it. I'm like, I'm going to wait. I'm not going to spend my, my like $30 paycheck on this movie. So it's like, no, I didn't go see it. I waited till I watched it. It was on the laptop. I watched it. I was like, oh, that shit was actually pretty good. Like, it was funny. Yeah. You know, I didn't. You know, so I think it's the same thing with Shazam now, you know, but there's a difference though. Shazam is, in my opinion, way bigger than Ant-Man, like of a character.
Well, yeah, in terms of notoriety, like, yeah, people will know him, they'll recognize him.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I feel like people, especially if it starts getting good reviews, people will go out to see it.
I hope so.
Because Justice League did so bad in the box office.
You scare the consumer away, my guy.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
They were trying to prolong it. Don't show the Rotten Tomatoes score yet.
So you know how you were talking about the Shazam and like and how like the tone shift and whatever, and they're like trying to get away from the dark. Well, like you can say the same thing about Marvel too at the same time, with Thor.
Talk about it.
Look with Thor. The first two movies were very serious and very dark, and then the third one is a comedy.
No, that is an action comedy movie.
Okay.
And on top of that, one, Thor's not even a lighthearted... Well, in the comics, he's not like a super...
Like, funny guy. He's really serious. And like,
I am Thor.
Yeah.
The Ragnarok storyline in the comics was super serious.
Yes, 100%.
But this is just like,
It's a complete 180.
That's a fair point.
But then people were like, oh, it's so good. And then, Shazam's like, oh... They're forgetting about the darkness.
Okay.
Give me like a 5-minute break. Hold up. You're speaking way too many facts right now.
Keep going.
It's just another example of what it's just DC. People just hate on DC sometimes just to hate. Because, and again, like, Did I think the Shazam trailer was amazing? No, I thought it was good. It was good for what the character is.
It did enough
justice to that character to the point where like
to sell the movie.
And
you gotta understand too, it wasn't a trailer. It was a teaser trailer. So it's teasing the trailer that's going to drop.
Like, so it's an announcement for the announcement.
Another thing.
Exactly. So
another,
it's like
another thing where people were saying, "Oh, I don't know what the plot is." It's like, okay,
that's stupid.
It's like.
What do you want?
All right.
No, but like, that's dumb. Then, like,
see, I'm not going that deep.
Goes into a cave, gets powers.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. There's the plot.
They're trying to explain who this hero is to you if you don't know who he is.
That's fair.
Like,
that's right.
And it's a kid who gets powers, and he's a kid.
Like, yeah, that's why I feel like people that don't know
just
much
the
about
casual
comics,
moviegoer, yeah,
like enjoy that's superhero right. movies so much more than like comic book lovers, which is
yeah,
pretty obvious.
Because we go in there expecting
when I was
something.
A kid, I loved the first X-Men movies and I liked the Fantastic Four movies, but now I can see why that shit is trash.
But the X-Men are nostalgic though. It's like I could go back and watch the first X-Men and be like,
well, because
wow,
you were
a
kid
garbage,
when it came
but,
out. If you were,
like,
if you were your
yeah,
age.
You'd
right
be
now.
Like, yo, that's the most garbage movie ever seen.
Yeah. So you said that about the tone shift
and
stuff.
It's a double standard.
Okay, it's a double standard in films, but it only works if you're improving the character. I think it works when you're making an improvement. The reason Thor wasn't really connecting with audiences that much was because
of the dark tone.
Because like it was too dark and like it was really tough to take something like that serious because it was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because Thor is weird, like that whole
Asgard, everything.
Asgard, all that stuff is weird. They're in space, but they're really not in space. So it's like, it's weird. So Ragnarok, right? Like, which was what you brought up. We're like, oh, they just made it a comedy, and now Thor's a clown.
But that's okay.
This self-righteous, cocky clown
that is lovable now. Yeah,
he's actually lovable now. That's fine. I think that's fine because you made the character better. The movie's actually good.
Okay.
In other words, you can also
make the same point about Shazam, though. When you said that they're distancing it from the tone.
All right. Well, the movie hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
But in other words, what I'm trying to say is that they did a good job and they succeeded. DC doesn't succeed.
Yeah. If they don't, like, again,
if
I have...
They could be perceiving this as an improvement.
Exactly.
To the
overall See, that's... That,
yeah,
I.
That's,
I
Well, they
I
didn't succeed
that
because that's what they try to do with Suicide Squad and Justice League.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just say, like, if you want to stick to something, keep it consistent. For example, Thor, like, we had Ragnarok, and he's kind of, like, the same way in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Even though with all that crazy shit that happened to him, he basically lost everybody. So I just hope that DC, in terms of Shazam's route, I hope that since they're presenting this lighthearted, like, you know, more fun tone, I hope that they carry that out and anything they else have planned for him, unless it takes a tone shift for the better. Unless it's helping the film, don't do it.
Yeah.
Or don't even try it.
Right.
So that's all I gotta say about it. That's all I gotta say. I don't want to be biased to one side and say, oh, Ragnarok worked because it's funny, but Zoom made a great point.
Quick left fucking turn right now, because we just saw.
Yo.
This is crazy.
We're gonna upload it. I'm sure it's uploaded.
It's already uploaded, actually, so you can use it now.
Yo, this is crazy.
Nah, that's...
I've never reacted to this.
Like, what are the odds? We start off talking about that?
Yeah, and then, like, they drop
it. This is like, oh, you guys about to finish your podcast?
This made me take off my glasses.
No.
Yo, put that back on. Yo.
Yo, who are you, bro? Clark, who? Like, put them shits back on, bro.
It's fucking crazy, man. He looks terrifying.
Yeah.
He looks so
creepy. Nah, he looks... Like I said... His not giving a fuck attitude is just paying off for him.
Exactly.
He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
He's like, if I don't like this shit,
and let's be honest, that's a Joker response.
I don't give
a shit about what you people think.
Yeah, that's all right. Great. All right, Joaquin.
Bro,
we on, bro. We on.
Tell me that doesn't remind you of him walking out the bank into the bus and he takes his mask off in the Dark Knight and it's just his
that's great.
Makeup.
That's
yeah.
great.
That's crazy. That's
yeah,
so
like,
cool. Heath Ledger vibes.
He needs a dope entrance, like when he's like fully.
Well, that's Joker. See now that like now that it has me kind of like speculating, almost fantasizing about yo, how are they gonna bring him up? The reason why this is gonna be great is because we finally have a Joker with an origin. You know what I'm saying? Like, that actually has a name.
Speaking of which,
what's up?
Do you think what they're gonna try to pull off is like try to have the audience like kind of see his point of view?
Yeah, 100%.
To sympathize with him.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you have to see like
every bad day away.
Exactly. Like, everybody's one bad day away. Like, we also want to see what the method behind the madness is. So that's the psychology.
But that's why I have such a love hate relationship with like the Killing Joke. It's like, I love it, but at the same time, I kind of just wish like the Joker was just a maniac, just because he was a maniac.
You kind of don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
You want him to keep that mystery.
Just some people are just that psychotic. That they don't need a certain bad day that happens. Listen, you know?
Everyone who's psychotic has a
that day, though.
Has a trigger, though.
So, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up.
So,
Venom coming up. We're going to go watch that.
All right. So, anything that y'all want to plug? Our channel?
Yeah. Subscribe. Follow us.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what else are we going to plug right now?
Yeah. Look forward to our podcast next month, where we're going to be highlighting Comic-Con, Venom, and Daredevil Season 3. That's coming out as well. And I'm really excited.
He's
going to
start killing people, isn't he?
Yeah, he might.
Yes! Yo, it took me a while to get what he was saying by let the devil out. And then I was like, oh, wait. He just doesn't care anymore. Yeah, he's going to start killing.
Because he's like, clearly you can see that he's just like, bro, like, I'm off this.
Yes.
I'm tired of like saving people and like putting these guys in jail and they keep getting out.
This is like a reverse arrow.
These dudes, reverse arrow.
Yeah. All right, guys, thanks for coming through and chilling. We'll see y'all next month.
Subscribe. We'll see y'all next month.
Like and subscribe.